Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Diane Leonard, a professor of management communication at NYU Stern School of Business. She is also the owner of Leonard & Company, a firm that provides communication coaching for executives, teams, educators, and other professionals. A leading expert in workplace communication, she is the author of Coaching Models, Strategic Communication at Work, and Humanizing the Remote Experience Through Leadership and Coaching. And Dr. Leonard, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Dr. Leonard. So for starters, tell us about your remote experiences that led you to write this book. I'm sure some of that background information would be interesting.
Well, I was teaching in person at a graduate school, and all of a sudden with COVID, I had to change everything and work remotely. Keeping students engaged, holding their attention was a completely different experience. I also do a lot of coaching, as you mentioned in your lovely introduction, and I noticed that it was a very different experience, and I had different needs, and the people I was coaching had different needs. So I really wanted to look at what is going on in the remote experience that's so different from being in person, and that's why we wrote the book.
I'm sure you went through a lot during that time. Most people did, and really appreciate your making the effort and taking the time to write this book. Now, you write that humanizing the remote experience involves meeting the innate human needs for connections, safety and comfort, understanding and belonging. What are some of the warning signals that are a particular need, or excuse me, that a particular need is not being met?
Sure. When safety and comfort isn't met, people tend to get stressed. And as a result, they have a difficulty paying attention. Stress manifests both physically and mentally, so sometimes people get exhausted. It's really important to maintain energy, and so coming up with strategies to address that was very important. Then there are other needs, that, like understanding. When that is not met, people also get tired because it overtaxes the brain. There are such different things we have to pay attention to when we are in a two-dimensional environment, which we are on when we're remote. And the third need, belonging, when that isn't met, people tend to feel isolated and excluded. And as you mentioned, these are innate needs that people have because we're social creatures. And we need to connect.
So true. The need to connect is so important. Now, what are some ways to effectively manage our energy, avoid cognitive overload, and prevent burnout when interacting virtually? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So people think that you just work to get things done. But actually, the brain needs time to be, needs downtime. So alternating activity and rest is extremely important. In fact, science has shown that every 90 minutes, we need about 10 to 15 minutes of downtime. So it's high focus energy for 90 minutes and low focus energy for 10 minutes. And there are lots of different ways to do that. You can literally just take a quick walk. Or you can walk away from your computer for 10 minutes and regroup. And that helps you manage your energy and not get overloaded mentally.
Yeah, in this day and age, that can certainly happen and is common. So again, really appreciate the tips and the focus there on that topic here on this interview. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Diane Leonard, a professor of management communication at NYU Stern School of Business and the author of Coaching Models, Strategic Communication at Work, and Humanizing the Remote Experience Through Leadership and Coaching. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Continuing on, what does taking a human-centered approach to the remote experience involve, and what are the specific ways we can prioritize the human side of work, learning, and social interactions?
Sure. What we want to do is promote well-being, increase engagement, and strengthen connections. And there are ways to do that that are very easy to implement. One of them is simply by prioritizing people, getting to know them, showing some empathy, even shortening Zoom meetings is a way to prioritize people and their needs. Also, you can communicate to connect. Because we don't get a lot of nonverbal signals when we're on remote, because we're in a little digital box, it's important to really be explicit with our language. So to share feelings, to be direct about what is going on, what the objectives are, what the needs are in a meeting, also listening and asking questions. These are always important, but especially important when we're remote. And also, research has shown that cultivating a shared purpose, in other words, discussing and defining the purpose that people have in common, either in terms of their organization's connect purpose to the world, a team's purpose to an organization, or an individual's purpose for a team. So the three things are prioritizing people, communicating to connect, and cultivating shared purpose.
Now, another question for you. As an educator and communication coach working remotely and in person, what are some of the differences between interacting in a, say, 2D environment and in person?
Well, for one thing, we can't make direct eye contact. And eye contact is so important when we're engaging with other people. Also, we can't move around in space. And also, there can be sound delays or video delays. And those technical issues sometimes cause the brain to go, what is happening? And it makes it difficult to predict behavior accurately. So it takes a little more work for the brain when we're on 2D than 3D, which is why we really need to manage our energy and our well-being so that we maintain wellness and optimize our energy for our interactions.
Again, Dr. Leonard, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today and also for introducing your book to the audience as well. Much appreciated. Lastly, how can we adapt our ways of interacting remotely to meet the human need for belonging?
Well, making people feel safe. There's a concept called psychological safety, where people are encouraged to speak up without feeling judged. Also being sensitive to how people are feeling. Empathy is key. And also really thinking about the well-being of other people, what they need. Again, we go back to our safety, understanding, and really making people feel that they're part of something. We as human beings needed to be with other people in order to survive. It was a critical need, and we still have that human need. It's vital that we connect with other people, and that's what we can do for each other to give each other the sense of belonging.
The perfect place to conclude today. And Dr. Leonard, thanks so much for everything and for the information and insight shared here today. How can listeners connect with you, get more information, and pick up your latest book, Humanizing the Remote Experience Through Leadership and Coaching?
They can come to my website, which is Leonard and Company, L-E-N-N-A-R-D and company.com. And there's information about the book, Humanizing the Remote Experience.
And that is easy enough, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Leonard, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Diane Leonard, the owner of Leonard & Company, a firm that provides communication coaching for executives, teams, educators, and other professionals. A leading expert in workplace communication, she is the author of Coaching Models, Strategic Communication at Work, and Humanizing the Remote Experience Through Leadership and Coaching. And for further details, simply visit Leonard and company.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.